From Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis calls for peace and Christmas blessing. Controversial film mocking North Korea opens in the U.S. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington.
A lui, Salvatore del mondo.
Pope Francis delivered his second annual Christmas blessing to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square, where he condemned what he called the brutal persecution of minorities by the Islamic State group that seized large parts of Syria and Iraq earlier this year. The Pope also called for peace in Ukraine, Nigeria, and the Central African Republic, and condemned last week's Taliban attack against students in Pakistan. Christmas is one of the holiest days for Christians, celebrating the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem more than 2,000 years ago. President Obama and the First Lady have celebrated Christmas in Mr. Obama's home state of Hawaii by calling on all Americans to honor military members and veterans. Michelle Obama joined him in saying American families are able to celebrate Christmas with their loved ones because U.S. troops are willing to hug theirs goodbye and step up to serve their country. The African Union mission in Somalia says 9 people are dead after al-Shabaab militants attacked its base on the edge of Mogadishu International Airport. The AU mission known as AMISOM says that al-Shabaab fighters, some dressed in Somali National Army uniforms, breached the compound around midday Thursday and tried to gain access to critical infrastructure. It says 5 attackers, 3 AU soldiers, and 1 civilian contractor died in the ensuing struggle for control of the base, and 3 al-Shabaab militants were captured. AMISOM says it has regained control of the base and restored normalcy. This is VOA News. At least 19 people were killed Thursday in fighting with Islamist militants in eastern Libya. The French news agency says the 19 were soldiers killed during clashes in Sirte. Elsewhere in the area, rocket fire struck an oil depot in Es Sider. Fires were reported at the site, though officials said the damage was limited. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says a laboratory technician may have been accidentally exposed to the Ebola virus. The exposure occurred earlier this week at the agency's Atlanta, Georgia headquarters. The technician is being monitored for a 21-day period, the typical incubation period for the disease. Israeli authorities say suspected Palestinian militants threw a firebomb at an Israeli car in the West Bank Thursday, severely wounding an 11-year-old girl. The incident happened as an Israeli father and his daughter were driving to their home in a Jewish settlement in the occupied territory. The girl was sent to an Israeli hospital for treatment of life-threatening burns over 50% of her body. The father of a Jordanian captured by Islamic State militants in Syria is pleading with a rebel group for the fighter pilot's safe return. The father appealed to the religious extremists to treat his son as a guest, not a hostage, telling them, "We are all Muslims." The F-16 fighter jet he was flying as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State went down near the rebel stronghold of Raqqa in northern Syria. Jordanian government spokesman General Mashal al-Zaben says his country is stepping up efforts to secure the pilot's release.
At this point, with the little information we have, I think what we can say is that the government will take every necessary step needed in order to secure his coming back to his home and his family.
The U.S. military acknowledges that the plane crashed but denies a claim by the Islamic State that its militants shot it down. The comedy film The Interview debuted in U.S. theaters Thursday, a week after Sony stopped it from general release across the United States due to threats of violence. Hundreds of independent theaters and small theater chains are following through on Sony's Christmas Day schedule to screen The Interview, which is about 2 journalists who are recruited by U.S. intelligence to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea condemned the movie, and Sony canceled last week's planned release following a massive cyber attack on its corporate network. Researchers in Canada have successfully tested a spray containing microscopic particles that could one day be used to make electricity for everything from mobile devices to homes. The particles, known as CQDs, are also referred to as artificial atoms. They're highly efficient at absorbing light, including the part of the spectrum that is invisible to the human eye. The new technology could change how devices and possibly homes and commercial buildings are powered. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.